And straight up, the draw for the first round has served up some really interesting ties.
Oh, well, yes, it has, Dermot. There's three ties this Saturday. The pick of them in my eyes now in round one is New Buildings versus Derry City. And New Buildings are into the last eight of their own Intermediate Cup in Northern Ireland. And Derry City are flying high at the minute. Like, they've had a couple of great results in their last two outings in the league there. So that, in my eyes, that's the tie of the round. And of course, the close proximity between the two clubs. And, you know, it's a local derby. So hopefully they'll get a crowd at it and it'll be an entertaining game. The other two games on Saturday is Cockhill Celtic versus Maiden City, and then there's an evening kickoff in Letterkenny Community Centre where Finn Harps Reserves are hosting Dungiven under the lights there and at the community centre facility in Astercorf. So, on all, it's three good games to start the competition off, Dermot.
It certainly is, Niall. Tell us a wee bit more then about how this competition came about, Niall. I know there was there were a lot of negotiations going on for quite some time, I'm sure.
Well, I suppose that I made a phone call one night to a fellow called Terence McMacken in Dungiven. Terence is involved in the North West Intermediate League. And we had a conversation that night, and it all started from there. And we met up with their league executive. And we obviously had to go back to the FAA to get the go-ahead from our side. And likewise, from themselves, they had to go to the AFA. And we intended getting it up and running, Dermot, around October time and have a sort of a league basis, but a timing issue with the guys in the north meant that it didn't start, and it won't start this weekend, so we have to go with a knockout just for this season, but next season when we run it, it'll be run on a league basis, very similar to our own League Cup, where there'll be a semi-final and then it'll end on a final.
And I'm sure the very fact that it's a cross-border competition, Niall, that's probably why, you know, you had to go to the FAI and your colleagues in the other league had to go to the, you know, the Irish FA, because a cross-border competition is quite unusual.
Well, it is, and I think it has been done before, you know, not a terrible lot, but this is one where we wanted to do it right and we wanted to get everyone's blessing on it. And you know, if it took 6 months to get it off the ground and get it running, but like, we're glad we put everything in place, proper rules, proper structures. We've got our own committee running the competition, so like, we're doing it right, and we intend to keep it that way. And you know, the lads in Northern Ireland were great to work with, and you know, at the end of the phone, if we have any issues with them or likewise with ourselves, you know, if they want to ring us, like, they're very good to work with, and hopefully this competition, that's the first of many years, and well, we're looking forward to getting it started now on Saturday.
And it's not just, you know, straightforward either, Niall, because there's so many things that have to be taken into consideration. First of all, match officials, referees, where they come out of for this competition. And as well as that, you know, say, for example, a player might be suspended within the Ulster Senior League. Is he suspended as well for this Intermediate Cup, or does that come into play?
No, it'll be similar to a provincial competition where he'll serve it in the competition that he was sent off in. So, like, as you say, we did have, there was a lot of to and fro, and like, we had to work with their fixtures. We had to marry on our fixtures along with theirs, because if we had free weekends where we could go with this competition, they might not have had a free weekend because of an intermediate cup weekend or something that was out of their control. So luckily we've got four weekends here now that were both available to allow our teams playing the competition. So it took a bit of work, but we got there in the end up.
And I think one of the other factors, the positive factors from this, is that players will get a chance to play against teams and other players that they may never have played against before, Niall. And also they'll be playing on new venues.
Well, exactly. Listen, you know, we all know that, you know, the Ulster Senior League was struggling for numbers, and, you know, the repetitiveness of the games, and it's just, you know, that's the first thing a lot of players will say to me. Oh, it's good to play somewhere else, or it's good to play against another team. And I think they had the same issues on across the border as well. They've only got seven teams in their league, and they were fed up playing one another. And they're having the same positive outlook on it as ourselves. So it's good. It's good that it'll be different grounds, and as you say, different players. And but hopefully the standard will be the same, and hopefully it'll be a good competition.
and these matches on Saturday. These are first round fixtures. A couple of the clubs in the Ulster Senior League, I think, got buys to the next round, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. Newton, who are based in Limavady, they were due to play Fannad on Saturday as well in this round one, but they had requested a free weekend from their own league, so that game will be rescheduled. And then Bunnaghy and Letterkenny Rovers have got byes into the quarterfinals, so Bunnaghy will play Ardstraw in the quarterfinal, and Letterkenny Rovers will play Strabane, and then they will be joined by the four winners from round one in the quarterfinals. So that will take place at the end of March.
Okay, and by that stage, Niall, you'll be well through your Ulster Senior League season. How's all that going? Everything going okay?
Everything's going okay at the minute. Letterkenny sitting top of the league there on 22 points. Cockhull are in second place with 22 points, but they have three games in hand over Letterkenny. So, but Cockhull still have to play Letterkenny twice and have to play Bunnaghy twice. So there's still a lot of football in it. But you know, having said that, Cockhull look to be sort of odd-on favourites for to retain their title at this stage.
And unfortunately, neither Bunnaghy nor Cockhill Celtic making the latter stages of the FAI Intermediate Cup. Niall, it's a case of more disappointment for the local sides.
Yeah, well, it is. It's, you know, I was at the Bunnaghy game against College Corinthians. That's one that got away from Bunnaghy. You know, they had numerous chances on the day, and you know, they conceded two very poor goals. But and I think it was the same with Cockhull up in Kilnamana. They, you know, would hope that they would on the replay that they would go and do a job, but unfortunately they didn't. So it's back into the hat for next season again, unfortunately.
Okay, Niall, listen, appreciate you joining me tonight, and those three games on Saturday, fingers crossed, weather permitting, they'll get the go-ahead, and as you say, hopefully big crowds out to see them. So appreciate you joining me tonight to look ahead to those matches, Niall.
No problem, Jeremy, thank you.